It's time for This Week in YouTube!
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 4, recorded May 5th, 2013. That is unusual.
I'm blind.
Did you see that? Where's my... We got a new shower curtain. It's a YouTube shower curtain, so you could be a YouTube star at all times. How do you like that?
When Chad talked about that the other week, I was hoping you wouldn't actually do this, but you did.
I did. I went there. I took off all my clothes in the studio and pretended to be taking a shower.
Hey, I have your children.
If Robert Scoble can do it, I can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to This Week in YouTube. That's Lamar Wilson.
Hey.
I'm Leo Laporte, Chad Johnson.
Hey.
And this is the show where we talk about This Week in YouTube.
It's a good title, I got to say.
You know, now that we got it, it's growing on me.
Yeah.
Kind of says what it is.
You know, I ran into Lon yesterday while walking downtown, and he just...
You mean the guy we stole the name from?
Yeah, he came out of his building. I was like, Lon, hey, buddy. And I was like, how do you like the show? He's like, oh, I love it.
Oh,
and,
he slugged you, didn't he? He admitted it. Hello, Lamar.
His dog may not have bit me for that.
We credit, what's his name, Lon Chaney?
I never knew his last name.
Lon. He's Lon's. We credit him because they did a This Week in YouTube for a month, 2 years ago.
No, it was longer than that.
It was
a long show.
But their show's been off the air for a couple of years. We thought, hey, we could revitalize it. We bring it back. Lon's is great. I love Lon's.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yes. So this week, dude, there has been a lot of YouTube news. There's a lot of videos. So
I saw you tweeting that on Monday. You said, I already got more stories than we're going to have time for. And that was Monday.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah. Yes.
So what's the big news?
So the big news really kind of centers around networks. Like the first article I talked about is Ray William Johnson, which is number 3 on YouTube right now. And he's been in a legal battle with Maker Studios, which is a YouTube network where he owns equity in them. They had some disagreement. They wanted him to renew his contract. And so they've been in this battle for months. He wants out. He left the company. They won't turn back over his AdSense to him. So his contract has expired, and he has said...
Wait a minute. They're getting all the AdSense money from his channel?
Well, he gets his percentage, but they're in control of it. That's what happens when you join a YouTube network. You give them your AdSense, and then they give you a cut. So he's still getting paid, but he wants back control because the contract's over. So from his point of view, I get it. Now he tweeted, look, contracts are over. I'm about to sue Maker Studios because this is ridiculous. And, you know, there's always two sides to everything. But one of the articles a few months ago, he had legal documents and text messages. So many things that he showed. It kind of made Maker Studios look pretty bad. Like, it made them look like they were sharks. That, you know, they were just, you know, they were trying to grab his IP. You know, he owns his show, and they were trying to have him sell it to them, and then they will release things to him.
It's not the first time we've heard nasty things about these YouTube studios.
Yes.
So the idea is, Maker's the biggest. Machinima is another one.
We'll talk about the biggest in a moment, but as far as name brand, yeah, Maker is one of the biggest.
So the idea is they aggregate a bunch of YouTubers' channels.
Correct.
And they take a cut, but then what do they give you in return?
What they're supposed to give you is, in Ray's case, they gave from production area.
Wait a minute. I'm looking at one of his videos. And by the way, I've never seen his stuff. It's not production-wise. It's not complicated. He's in a room.
Right. I mean, they had a studio for him at Maker to create it. But more importantly, what a network kind of gives you is, the ability to collaborate with YouTubers within the network is a lot easier. They give you, brand deals that you probably couldn't get with YouTube yourself. You know, they can say, hey, Pepsi wants to do a deal with you. And so they're kind of like an agent to you. They give you a better percentage sometimes of AdSense. So if YouTube is averaging around $3, $4, the network might be able to give you $5 because they sell the ads themselves. You know, they have the... So there are some benefits, but there with some networks, they take such a high percentage out that it doesn't seem like you get... The average person kind of gets screwed over by most networks.
How does YouTube feel about that? I mean...
they love it. YouTube, because YouTube is hands-off now. They sold... The rights that they don't have to deal with tech support. They don't have to, some tech support, but they don't have to deal with partner support.
And they take a cut of the ads?
Yeah, YouTube is going to get 45. No, what does YouTube get? I believe they get 45% or 55% no matter what.
So the deal is somebody like Maker can sell the ad for more. Yeah. YouTube gets more. The content creator gets more. And Maker gets more. Everybody's happy.
Supposedly, it works if you're big. If you're just an average.
Anything works if you're big.
Yeah, if you're an average Joe.
If you're big, you don't need Maker because you're big.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably what Ray is saying.
Yeah. And with someone his size, he really doesn't need to be with a network. I mean, they must have been a killer deal. I mean, like I say, he does have stock. He did buy into it. Like, he was one of the founding members to help it grow.
He's got 8.6 million subscribers. He's got 2.2 billion views.
He's not hurting.
It's funny because I've never not seen one of his videos.
Are you serious?
No. There's a lot. Almost all of the big stars on YouTube are the same thing, right? A guy talking about or gal talking about stuff.
No, they're not all the same. They're very different. I mean, yeah, they talk about stuff. They're vloggers.
Jenna Marbles and Ray seem very similar.
No, Ray.
You could say the same thing about news. That every news station is the same, and all they do is talk about current stuff that you can.
Yeah, but that's an awful lot of channels of people sitting on camera. Talking about stuff and now, showing clips. I mean, it seems like there's a lot of that.
No, Ray William Johnson focuses more on memes, not memes, but viral videos before they're found or before they're discovered.
Okay, kind of like we do.
Sort of.
Yeah.
And then like Jenna Marbles talks about her life and making short videos and that sort of thing. It's very different.
Okay.
Yeah, very different.
Okay.
But, I mean, once you're that big, you tend to... Stay that big. You know, a lot of these big people don't continue to raise the bar because they're sitting pretty. So
I guess all stand-up comics are kind of the same. But it seems to me that this is a medium where there could be other stuff. I mean, Epic Mealtime is an example of something that's unique, right?
Yeah. Very unique. Yeah.
So it seems like they should be more like that. More everybody should be a little different and weird rather than just a bunch of commentators. That seems kind of. I guess it's easy.
It's easy.
And if you're funny and you know, then it's like stand-up comedy.
Exactly. It's easy. It's personality driven. So all you really need is a good personality and it's easy to edit. Yeah. It's easy
to edit?
It's easy.
Zay Frank really was the creator of this, wasn't he? I mean, isn't he the first guy?
Oh,
Zay Frank, you know,
he was pre-YouTube.
I mean, everyone takes their own spin on it because some people will talk about current events, but Zay Frank, he would almost use a current event as a frame to talk about something he wanted to talk about, to give you advice, to do something like that.
It's personal. I mean, look, I mean, I'm not...
Right.
I'm not... I mean, Twit is all the same, too, but I'm just saying that it seems like you're missing a bet if there's... You could be more creative than just having somebody sit on a camera and talking.
Yeah.
Like
it's... I keep
I'm wearing a hat.
It's personality driven. It's not about a show. That's why all these YouTube shows that were created with the millions of dollars are failing.
And because they were YouTube, trying to do something different, weren't they?
Yeah. Now YouTube said, "Oh, we're going to focus on creators now."
Yeah.
Hello. You should.
That's what was big to begin with.
Stupid. So, anyway, continuing on with networks. That's just a drama. Here's another one. Ryan Seacrest, which is someone I really like. I love to model after him one day. Not modeling like
yeah, because he doesn't do anything. He just gets lots of money.
No, he is the hardest.
He doesn't do diddly. He's zero personality.
I will let you know what he does. He gets good ratings. He is a sure bet whenever they put him on TV or anything.
But what does he do? He doesn't do anything.
He was a radio. He started
peace out.
Like,
what does he do?
He was a radio guy. He built his own empire, dude. Oh, I mean,
not denying he's making millions and millions of dollars every minute. But what is
his personality? He's the next Dick Clark. I mean, you could say the same thing about Dick Clark. What did he do?
Nothing.
Except being a face.
He is America's spiritual heir to Dick Clark, apparently, according to this article at Tube Filter.
Yeah, so he's joining his company is joining Fullscreen, which is another big one, which is kind of significant because, you know, Ryan Seacrest, again, has his own production company.
Wait a minute, you're saying he's doing a development deal with a YouTube channel?
Yeah, no. Well, he already has a YouTube channel, and they're signing with a YouTube network, which is kind of significant. It's like, why do they need to do that? But apparently, Fullscreen can provide some services that Ryan Seacrest apparently can't get on his own.
Or at least management.
What does Ryan do on his YouTube channel?
He puts... like pre-recorded interviews with celebrities and things like that from his radio show. I subscribe to it. It's pretty
on air with Ryan Seacrest.
How do you not like Ryan Seacrest?
Right. I mean, that's like
really.
Saying,
am I supposed to like him?
Well, like he didn't do anything. Is what your argument? It's like so we can only put like Olympian athletes on TV.
He's got no personality. He's got nothing. He's just a non-entity.
He has a very mainstream personality.
Yeah, it's very unchallenging.
Yeah,
he's one of the hardest working men out. He's made so many different shows. Whether we like the Kardashians or not or whatever, his company put that together. You know, we know American Idol, and why am I defending Ryan Seacrest?
Go ahead.
I mean, he's amazing.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Can I point out that I'm looking at the recent uploads to his channel? 2,000 views, 641 views, 871 views.
You can't go by YouTube views. I'm sure these videos, that's probably one of the reasons so Fullscreen can help his YouTube channel. But he's getting views in other places. Like, I'm sure they put videos. This is probably a second or third. Just like Twit. Twit has really low views on YouTube as well.
Right.
But your focus isn't YouTube. Your focus is your main site. So,
What does he bring to Fullscreen? His name.
He brings his name. He brings his production company, the talent. I mean, anything he touches pretty much works. So he's going to help Fullscreen with that. And in return, they get him some I guess, brand deals or just teach them how to do YouTube better. I'm curious about this deal because I look at a company like his. It's like, why do you need to be with a YouTube network? And Fullscreen must have sold a good deal to him or pitched a good thing. Or made it sound good, because I don't think somebody like him, I don't know why he needs to be hooked up with a network. But
was Ryan Seacrest was an intern at Tech TV, I think.
Was he?
Yeah.
Well, that goes well. That's why you don't like him.
Right. He stole my salad, the son of a bitch, and I'll never forgive him for that.
He took your lunch out of the refrigerator that one day.
He spit in my coffee.
Oh my God! So
no, I don't understand. I don't remember him at Tech TV at all. But I don't remember him on television either. He just seems like a non-entity to me.
Wow. for mainstream audiences, he is huge. So.
Yeah. So. I mean, I think he does he does tons and tons of hours still of radio, and and then the American
radio
Idol thing.
People are losers. That's that's like talk about.
And they end up with their own network just talking about anything.
An obsolete technology.
Who would ever spend, 6 hours a week on radio? That'd be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Especially for a YouTube show. My God.
Yeah. Yeah. And then try to move to YouTube with a show?
at least Ray has Sarah Silverman on his show.
Yeah. Yeah. Ray William Johnson, I'm surprised you haven't heard of Ray William Johnson.
No, I've heard of him. I've never watched any of his videos.
Right, right. So, I just don't like his style. I mean, he keeps a very hard, a very edgy and I mean, he kind of comes off as a jerk. I'm sure that he's a nice guy, but
this just shows to me there's a lot of variety on YouTube. That's great.
Yeah.
It's like for everybody.
He caters to the 13 through 17-year-old audience.
From Ray to Seacrest.
Right. Yeah. Right.
They cater to a different audience than you all may be accustomed to watching. I mean, Ray goes right for the teens. I mean, and they love his content. You either love it or you hate it.
Seems to me the best thing to do on YouTube is go right for the teens. Isn't that who really makes...
That's who I focus on for my... I don't deliberately say, I'm not going to make this content only for teens, but that's my biggest audience.
There's a reason.
I have to focus on them because try to generalize my content too much makes it generic.
Yeah, the reason is simple is because the people who are really watching YouTube are in that lower... or in the younger demographic because they get internet. They grew up with internet. And so going after a more lucrative market, which is traditionally an older crowd who has money to spend... Just you can't really go after that market because there isn't a big enough market on YouTube for that.
Yep. And that's actually a good segue to the next story, talking about a YouTube network named Awesomeness TV, which caters to teens. Matter of fact, they won't sign anybody that's not a teen. They were just acquired
like those two old guys.
They run the company. Yeah.
Oh, that's Jeffrey Katzenberg. Never mind.
Yeah, they were acquired by DreamWorks Animation for $33 million. So I think the option is up to $129 million or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. This now let me tell you why this is interesting, because I moderated a panel at Playlist Live. Remember when I recorded from there? One of the ladies who's one of the executives was on the panel for niche networks. I'm thinking small networks. She tells me, and she was proud of this, that they have at the time over 33,000 channels that are in their network. And I'm like, that is not an accomplishment, because
33,000?
You cannot service all those channels at all.
So they
and they'll get a kid that has 20 subscribers. They'll sign what they're trying to do, they're trying to find the next Austin Mahone or the next Bieber. So they sign everybody up with a kid. And then if they get big, we took credit for it. This is us.
Yeah, sign them up when they're young and dumb, because then you can get a good deal with them.
Right.
Now they have over 50,000 channels signed, which is like insane. It is an insane number.
So they have a great bureaucracy.
Yeah.
I thought
You know what I thought was interesting about this is that this deal between DreamWorks and Awesomeness TV was initially pitched by a YouTube head of content. His name is Robert, I can't pronounce his last name, K-Y-N-C-L. He played the role in the merger. It's like, why is
YouTube? Yeah, Kinsel comes from the Hollywood scene. He was a big acquisition for YouTube because because of his roots in Hollywood. So the reason they hired him and he runs YouTube is because he can call Jeff Katzenberg and say, hey, dude, I got a channel for you.
Yeah. And
he can call advertisers to do the same thing. Awesomeness TV, what do you think of it? I mean, I'm looking at it.
They go for the teen population. It's a good channel. It's a network, but it's a good channel. You know,
of other creators.
Yes.
Okay.
Of too many creators.
This is the one with 50,000 creators.
Yes.
Oh wow.
But see, here's the thing: hardly any of them will ever be featured on their channel. Right. But they give you the promise: hey, we have Austin Mahone. We have these people. We have Mindless Behavior. One day you might be able to.
I don't even know how they would figure out if somebody's good if you've got that many channels. How can you? Who's watching
you? You can't. And they were just going for a land grab. And I'm just giving my opinion. I just.
Well, Mevio did this in podcasting. Remember, they had almost every podcast signed up with Mevio. Most people dropped out of it, including Callie Lewis. They're probably their biggest title because it was like, well, what am I getting for this?
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting my content. They're owning my content.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You know, YouTube is really trying to get in bed with Hollywood here. And we talked about this last week. I just see nothing but disaster from that happening. So,
other than the policies that YouTube will enact to try to push these Hollywood agendas, I feel like it's all going to work itself out because the viewers are going to watch what they want to watch. There's no way that you can fake that. And so,
well, this is pretty good. This is IMO on Awesomeness TV.
Take TV? Seriously, no.
So, I got something else running. Hold on. What do I have running?
I don't know.
The hell is that other stuff? Huh. Maybe it's supposed to sound like that.
Maybe.
I admit I take a lot of selfies. I think everyone admits that.
This is going for the teen audience.
Look at my Instagram, and if I notice, like, I haven't taken a selfie in at least like 2 weeks, like, I need to get on that.
You compelling. Hard hitting.
I go the longest I've gone is 2 days.
Yours is more like 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours is more like.
What?
I feel like it's very hard to master like the perfect selfie. Tila, you know how to do that.
Let's know what this sounds like.
Talk about the perfect selfie.
It's very hard to master the perfect selfie.
You know
it's not aimed at us.
Yeah. They were on NSFW. Did a
they were,
just, yeah.
Was the one with the hashtags.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the network.
Hashtag. Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sorry, hashtag. I'm not sorry.
How about how to talk with boys? Oh, we gotta watch an ad.
I don't need to know that one.
I talk with boys all the time.
Well, as a boy, I'm wondering if they've got it right. Never mind. They're never gonna talk to me anyway.
All right. Moving on.
Moving
on. So much. Okay, so AOL, you know, we heard a lot this earlier in the week. I don't know if you covered it, and you know, they laid off a division, but they started out this new.
You got to be a pretty big company to lay off a division.
Yeah.
How many people is a division?
I don't know how many people are in there. Maybe I said the wrong word. I don't know.
No, I think you're right. That sounds about right. They laid off a division.
Laid off a division, and they
we're going to lay off a battalion.
Was that?
No.
A battalion?
No. Yeah.
But they're starting some original series. And what was interesting about this one is that they're starting one with iJustine on AOL On's Tech Hub. It's called Hardwired. And basically, she'll be exploring new technologies to have to deal with
wires.
The body. They interact with the body. So she'll be using Google Glass. She'll be using the Nike bands and all these different technologies to come out. And she's turning to one of the biggest, the most busiest women on the internet. I'm happy for her.
Oh, they got Baratunde, Justine, Adrian Grenier from Entourage, Nicole Richie from Lionel Richie. That's probably not how you put it, but you know what I mean. Well, it's technically true. Sarah Jessica Parker from Mars, Tiffany Schlain, she used to be at the Webbies, Rocco Despirito. That's a good
Even
name.
Kevin Bacon and Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, Hank Azaria, the voice of The Simpsons. So, wow.
Well, I was getting serious about
you know what? Now, and I did you talk at all about this thing, this new fronts? Because this is where they announced this. So, in advertising, there's this thing called upfronts that all the networks did in New York City every year. At the beginning of the year, they would pre-sell their new shows. They do an upfront. And you'd go to the ABC upfront, and they say, this year we've got a great lineup for you. We're going to have 20 new shows. The stars would come out, and the idea is to get the advertisers to buy upfront.
Oh.
And buy big. And what's interesting is now YouTube is, and other, I guess it's not just YouTube, but others are doing this. It's called New Fronts, and it's an upfront for web content. The idea, again, being here's, and they trot out all the stars, don't they? I mean, they try. Yeah. All the, you know, YouTube stars. Yeah.
But that was interesting was that the upfront for this year was all YouTube stars, where in the past. And so they brought out Felicia Day, and they brought out people who are being big on YouTube, where in the past they've tried to go the Hollywood route, and it's a big
shift.
Yeah,
I think they're realizing.
Well, they saw Google's mistake, and it's like, okay, we don't want to make the same mistake with Hollywood stars that no one's going to watch. So,
right.
Yeah.
That was Google doing it. That was
Yeah, it's a digital content upfront, basically.
Okay. AOL will not die. They keep innovating. I'm really impressed with them. I got to say, as much as fun as we make of them, they're still around since the 90s. And we'll see what happens. They won't go away, Leo. They won't. So let's look at some videos, dude.
I want to see some videos.
Yes.
I want to see something funny. I want you to make me laugh.
I have one.
This first one. It's this guy who I just saw it from Twitter. This guy who's on the street doing, you know, those wacky interviews. We just play a little bit of this, but
this is Billy on the street.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Okay, guys, it's Billy. I've got cash in hand and I'm ready to give it away.
Oh, I've seen this before. Yeah,
you saw this from Tyler. Okay.
Miss for a dollar. Name three white people. Go.
Three white people.
Yeah.
Could be dead or alive.
Yes. Famous, please.
Elvis Presley.
Okay, one.
Michael Jackson.
He was not white.
He's kind of white-ish.
I love this.
Name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah.
Name a woman.
It's hard when somebody sticks a microphone in your face.
No, this one is
Name
pathetic.
A woman.
Name a woman?
Yeah. Yoga bag. Name a woman. Name a woman.
Name a woman?
Yes, go.
She can't name a woman.
Oh, my God. Yes, this is so hard.
Name a woman.
He's going to give her a nervous breakdown. This is pretty funny.
No!
She gives up and runs away.
I don't think so.
Oh, boy. Miss. Does From Sea to Shining Sea include Tara Reid? Please, miss for a dollar. True or false? True or false?
Oh, my God. It's so mean.
It's amazing.
You can only do this in New York.
For Julie Benson, I know, right?
God, I'm so glad.
Oh, good. Me too. Katy Perry. Oh, my God.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Sir, for a dollar. You ready?
Yes.
Name three seven dwarves. Three of the seven dwarves. Go.
Sleepy.
That's one.
Opie.
One more.
And Grumpy.
Yes, there you go. Take it. Yes.
I like this. You know why I like this? It's creative. That's creative.
It's great.
That's not some guy sitting in a room talking about some... stuff.
Hey, what'd I do?
No, wait a minute. Show the next video. It's not some guy sitting in a room either.
Oh, no.
Talking
oh,
about
no.
some stuff.
Oh.
He's singing about some stuff.
No. No.
You do the open hand click really well.
It's not unusual
oh, you're
to be
terrible.
Loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual.
Tom Jones is spinning in his grave and he's not even
dead yet. You need auto-tune.
That is the Shock of the Rain guy.
It's not unusual.
I wasn't trying to sound good.
At any time.
Oh, really?
When I see you out and about, it's such a crime.
This is. I think you could have a future here.
Now, they say that stripes are slimming.
No, they're not.
But I think you just look like a prisoner. Somebody who's escaped from somewhere.
He told me not to wear that. He's like, what are you doing?
You look like a Bahamian Macy's balloon. But you're happy. You can't deny it.
I was having a ball.
You're happy.
Now, let me ask, I have a question.
Okay.
Did you have to move away from the mic to breathe?
That's a very in-joke.
Okay.
So I always think when I watch videos like this about the setup, like there's no one else in the room, right?
There's no one else. No.
There's not like a camera operator.
You can tell by the white balance.
Do you feel a little odd? Like, okay, so you're about to begin and he says, okay, you ready? And you say, okay, I'm going to press. There's playback, right? You're playing music back?
Yeah.
Playback. You ready? You ready to go? Are you going to have fun? Do you gear up? How many takes did you do?
This was the third one. And we said, let's just go with it.
Yeah, because you were exhausted.
I was. Like, this is the biggest. This is the most workout
I've
had.
Yeah, man. It looks difficult.
Yeah. And then.
Oh, look at that.
A bunch of woes and ohs and woes and ohs. Yeah. It ended. It's over.
I was trying to be Carlton.
It's done.
Thank you for singing with me, Tay.
All right, that was fun.
Tay was like, and you look back in the video, he's like doing like this to me because when I'm singing, he's like, whoa.
He's spitting on me, Lamar.
No,
so like, this is one step removed from a girl singing into her hairbrush in her bedroom. Basically.
It was my ending video for my fans.
Oh.
Who wanted
Yeah. It's funny. I like it.
Yeah. My vlog every day in April. So how
do you feel now? You're here we are. We're May 5th. How many videos have you done in May?
None.
Yeah.
I needed a break. So
yeah.
I was thinking about putting something out tomorrow, but I don't feel 100% ready. So it'll probably be Tuesday or Wednesday.
This is why you should do one every day, because it doesn't matter. If you do one every day, you don't mind if it's crap because there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what? I will say
there's less pressure.
I will get on a regular, very regular schedule. I can't do weekends anymore for sure. That was too much. But
I hate working on weekends. I've only done it for the last 20 years.
But yeah, a few days off.
Monday to Friday is possible.
Yeah.
I think
you should do one every day from now on. Continue.
And why don't you keep
doing it?
You want me to work seven? You don't even work 7 days a week.
No, but you, why don't you? You should. You should do a video a day. You should keep going. You're on a roll. Why stop?
The
train is moving.
I agree, though. Every day, you just want to relax every once in a while. I think 5 days a week is a great
pressure.
Compromise.
Is a lot of pressure. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure because I'm doing everything. I'm doing the production, the editing.
That's hard. Yeah. You got to do the editing. Yeah,
yeah, the editing. And then you have to wait for it to upload and encode and then publish. And then, like, he's his own marketer. He's his own publisher. He's his own everything. And then you also have to think of something to say. And if you don't have the structure of what we do, where we look for YouTube news, that can be difficult.
Exactly.
I hope I wrapped that up correctly.
Thank you,
Lamar.
You did. You saved me. Thank you so much. Yesterday was the Star Wars day, and I remember I tweeted, one more person says, may the Force be with you. I was going to put a lightsaber up there. Death Star.
I hate that stuff.
But this was a funny thing from the Star Wars YouTube. I thought it was kind of a funny video.
Every year on May the 4th, citizens gather in celebration of Jedi, rebels, and the power of the Force. They wear costumes, have parties, and share greetings and pictures on their social networks. They say it's fun, but what aren't they telling you about May the 4th? They say that the rebels are heroes looking to restore freedom to the galaxy. Fact, the Jedi and rebels are traitors to the Empire, and so are all those who celebrate May the 4th. They say, May the 4th be with you, in reference to an old greeting about the Force. Fact, the Force is used for mind control, invocation of deadly weapons, and haunting the living after death. Is that really something to celebrate? They dress in honor of Jedi and rebel fighters. Fact, wearing such attire is a punishable crime under the Emperor's Subversive Apparel Act. May the 4th is a dangerous and immoral holiday. This year, say yes to the Empire. Say no to Jedi. Say no to rebels. And say no to May the 4th.
I love it!
Paid for by the Emperor's Committee to Destroy May the 4th.
I love that!
Yeah.
That's brilliant!
That was a really good video.
I always wonder, in between elections, what those attack ad people do.
This is
right.
Now we know.
Yeah. It's just
this is what they do.
It's just like now, professors with Wikipedia.
Now we may not have time to watch this whole one, but I
want to watch it all because it's too good.
I know how much you enjoy the bad lip reading.
I think they're brilliant. The NFL
one of the best.
Oh, really?
Gosh. Yes.
That's saying a lot. Bad lip reading.
This is from The Walking Dead. No spoilers. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
You think you're black? I'm black. Yeah. Brother, you got skin like an English kid. Well, I don't like coffee, but you eat a bagel.
Hey, you know what animals I like? Sharks and skunks. Listen, redneck, I'm taking your banjo.
Come on, don't. That's not cool. He needs his banjo for the talent show.
That's so fair. All I have is a guitar. You need a banjo?
Ready, or do you need something else before you start?
My lips are so sore already.
I know. I don't want to mess up your dumb potato basket.
A woman thug stole my banjo. You have a new one?
Got cheetah candy. That's pretty gross. Now I gotta poo again.
No, you just went.
I love how there's these connected threads about the banjo.
Kitty. Oh, you're bleeding on me.
A friend of mine got a foot, and it's juicy.
What the hell are you talking about?
I think that's the actual words he said.
You know, fish can hear you thinking just before you sneeze.
Chobby chop chop. What's chobby chop chop?
Gosh. Hey. My neck. See, I coughed.
Christine!
I just heard that.
Excuse me. I broke wind.
Do you have bologna in the fish sticks? That's just great.
I know what it takes to make you hot.
Wow!
Man that can decorate and mix my brew.
Well, I'll wash the dog, but you're washing the laundry.
No, I'm not going to be your sexy beef friend.
Just say, ah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Why don't you zip it?
What'd you just say?
I don't feel like we should play all of it.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like the rest is an exercise.
It's blatant. Yeah.
It's very funny. Now, I get, is that parody, even though you're using the actual video, so they don't have to worry about takedowns?
I believe they have the right to do that because it's parody.
Parody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Those guys are good. Is the guy who does that, is he deaf? Is there a reason that he's so good at this?
I don't know the history. I don't know the history behind him.
No, it just feels like he might be, like he has a leg up on the rest of us.
I mean, it could be. I could never do that. Like, I tried to see. Could I do some?
I'd love to know the story behind it.
Well, I also feel like he must have some sort of background in Foley art and Foley music and Foley sound.
How to do all that? Yeah.
Because you have to kill all sound and then recreate it. So every sound that you heard was, I assume, made by him. I don't think he took. I mean, I don't think there's any way to take the video and just.
So this is what Wikipedia says. It's an anonymous person.
Oh.
He's in the music production business, so he does know how to do production, obviously.
Okay.
But the creator declines to identify himself.
Hmm.
Don't you admire that in a way? That you know,
just like
he doesn't get sued.
Just like Ask a Ninja.
He's a Texas-based music and video producer.
Or he was before.
The first one was a spoof of Rebecca's Black song Friday. The Gang Fight. Remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gang fight.
Yeah. He did a, wow, this is interesting. So it's relatively new. It's only a couple of years old.
Yeah. It has 2 million subscribers.
Wait, read that copyright dispute. What does that say?
One of Bad Lip Reading's works, Dirty Spaceman, a redubbing of Check It Out by Will.i.am, featured Nicki Minaj, was taken down due to a claim of copyright infringement. Universal Music again.
Of course, them.
Mm-hmm. A James Blunt song, a Bad Lip Reading of Your Beautiful called Beard with Glue, was taken down by Warner Music Group. So the parody defense apparently is not necessarily...
Well, you notice it's just the music companies that are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
mostly UMG.
Yeah, this is like the TV seems to be a lot more lenient, and YouTube. Like Rebecca Black would never have taken that down. It just helped her out.
She's just glad. Right. She's just happy somebody.
Right.
Somebody's paying attention to her.
now this next one. Now you might want to get some tissues because
is this a tearjerker?
Yeah, well, you know how you see those Russian dash cams? We saw the meteors.
Yeah.
Like, they all have it for insurance claims because people... What is it? They run into each other or cops do like,
a lot of cabs
things?
In the
right.
States have them, too. They just run them all the time. Yeah. And if an incident happens, they've got the last 30 seconds
And there's a lot in Russia because there's a lot of people who want video evidence so they could show a court or something like
yes.
that.
But so, yeah, someone did a positive.
That sounds like something you made up.
No, I don't know. I don't think that it's required by law. I think that it's like the law is so shifty that they want video evidence. Yeah,
there are a lot of them.
Now this is hearsay, so I could easily be wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, this is a positive compilation of some Russian dash cams. So you can watch some of them.
It's in Russian.
So it's of people doing good things.
Oh yeah, you'll see. It's just.
Okay, yeah, like, guy gets out of the car.
Gotta hear the music, too.
Picks up a cat, takes it out of the road. I don't know what we're seeing here.
No, it's a different compilation. Just
keep watching, is what you're saying. These are all good deeds. Gets out of the car. Takes the man.
Walks the old lady across the street.
Oh, he is. He's walking her across the street. That's very nice. That's sweet.
This happens, a lot.
Yeah. Here's a person sitting in the street.
Oh, he has crutches.
Oh, he's fallen over. Oh, dear. Yeah. He can't get up. So the driver stops, picks him up, helps him across the road. This is going to be a compilation of videos like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like you don't have to watch the whole thing, but it's really feel good. Like, it gives us hope that there are some nice people out there.
He's cleaning off the lights because you can't see the brake lights. That's nice. It's touching.
Now this is
a baby running down the road. Yeah.
That's
probably not a good thing. So he picks up the baby. No, he doesn't pick up the baby. He chases the baby.
He chases the baby.
He says, "Where are you from, baby?"
And then he throws him in the ditch.
Just go back there, baby.
Yeah.
He's taking the baby back to the house.
Can you imagine a baby just nice. Walking in the road?
It just shows that Russians are humans.
Oh man.
Too. What's this?
Wow, that's scary.
There's a stroller rolling into the street.
Woo!
Okay, that's
good. Holy crap.
Yeah, that's not good. Basically, this is a compilation of negligence.
and then people making up for the negligence?
Yeah.
No, it was a good compilation of it was kind of that humanity, faith in humanity restored type of video that it would be nice to share.
So I have a video that actually hasn't been released yet.
Oh, I'm excited.
And do we want to see, I want you guys to judge, will this go viral or not?
Is this going to go on the Chad Johnson YouTube channel?
Yeah, it can. So this is going to go up on my personal channel.
Okay.
So we saw the shower curtain that you had, Leo. Now, I did a review of it, and I just want to make, I want to see, do you think that this is good enough
for
YouTube?
This is Chad's next... It's not a duet with Days on Day. I don't know.
No, I'm shocking. I'm pushing this on all of you. You didn't know this would happen. Here it goes. Okay.
There he is with the shower.
Hey, put a shower curtain in a review. It wouldn't be a very good review without a demo. So let me go ahead and demo the product.
Never gonna give you up.
Oh, God. He Rickrolled you.
Bacon pancakes.
Are those hips?
Bacon
pancakes. Oh, all right.
You can't make a YouTube.
Do not take your cat in the shower.
Okay, well, this couldn't be a good review without some pros and cons.
There we go. That's all I wanted to show you guys. Just
oh, that's going viral.
Okay, good. Okay. Good.
That cat could have gone really wrong.
Never take a cat in the shower, especially naked.
Oh, my Lord.
Good. I'm glad. So you think that this will go viral? You think that it'll be strong?
Huge.
Good. Okay, good.
I think it'll be huge.
Perfect.
The video.
Right.
Video.
Oh, yes. Yes, that. The video. Not the cat.
I can't believe you took a cat in the shower. You do that all the time?
Oh, well, he won't answer that.
That's crazy. I gave a cat a bath once. Many years ago.
I have a very curious cat who
seems
to forget when things go wrong for her, and she will just be like, what's going on? You're hanging out in the shower.
So she jumps in.
She's like, whoa, hey, how's it? Whoa, oh my gosh. It's wet. Yeah.
This is why you close the bathroom door.
I couldn't. I do, but there's the review. I had to have the camera outside the door.
I think that would actually be a good viral video of just your cat getting in the tub with you.
Right.
That's where I would go with that.
Right.
Oh, it's the claws and your skin. It's just, oh,
no. No, I'm telling you. I'm still scarred from when I gave my cat a bath, literally.
You have the scars.
I don't know what I was thinking.
She needed a bath. She smelled bad.
Yeah. Bad idea.
Was it fleas?
I give my dog a bath. He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, cats are different.
Cats don't like getting baths.
It's crazy.
Let's do our channel of the week.
Yes.
This guy, I had never met him, don't know him. His name is T. Michael Martin. He's a quirky guy who's not really well known. He's a really good vlogger, and he actually happens to be a young adult novelist. And he's just like, yeah, he doesn't look like your typical, you know, teenage, you know, love dream vlogger, but he's like really, really, really good. And so I wanted to give him some
neat. Yeah. So what does he talk about?
A variety of things. Like, again, he's a novelist, so he talks about a lot of books and education. If you ever watched the Vlog Brothers, it's a very similar style of current events that are interesting. And he just has a really unique take on stuff
amazed at how Zay Frank really influenced all these guys. Yeah. I mean, this is another very much like Zay's stuff.
What's funny is when I started vlogging in 2007, I hadn't seen Zay Frank's work, and it's funny how close it is.
I guess you just
to
do
Zay
it.
Frank,
it's just
right?
Natural.
Now he definitely has it tuned better, like than what I was doing in 2007. And when I saw his videos later, it was very, very compelling and very influential on how I made vlogs later.
Yeah, he did the show,
right?
Yeah. I don't know if you could still find any.
You
of
can. It's funny because it's so old. All of the video is like in 320 by like 240 or 220.
It predates YouTube, right?
Yeah, it does. There was no YouTube, and he had his own flash player on the site.
Here's the 2006.
Yes. Yes, and you can see he made his own thumbnails for each of his videos.
By hand.
Right.
Adults
who have... Oops. Sorry, that was my fault.
Is that you or me?
That was me by accident. Sorry.
So is it going to play?
I don't know. It says under construction. We'll fix soon.
Oh,
Austrian arrows. Let's watch this. Let's see if this is. Yeah, under construction. We'll be. I guess it's broken.
Huh.
May never know now.
We may never see this show again. 7 years ago.
Before YouTube.
Pardon me?
Is it before YouTube?
It all on YouTube, somebody said.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has the originals. That would be really interesting to see everything I guess it'd still be standard definition because that was the only cameras around at that point.
Yeah, I mean, what did he shoot it with? I mean,
he
invented the jump cut.
Never blinked.
All of that.
Right. Right.
We're acting like he's dead. He's not dead. He's still around.
Which is still scary. Right.
Zay Frank, will never forget.
So the quirky guy, young adult novelist, T. Michael Martin, his YouTube channel is T. Mike Martin. And that's our channel of the week.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Very good. Nice. Okay, so in my room, I have some shelves.
Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to play the video.
Now you know what he sounds like.
He sounds like that. If you go to a page and you hear someone who sounds like that,
that's
come to the right place.
So real quick, because we got some incoming that I want to play. The channel, the tip for the week is really channel optimization tips. And we'll put the link in the description of the show notes for you to look at. But it's really about making your channel look at. This is a really good article from New Media Rockstars about different things about considering what your channel name should be, your profile image, and how things like that can make or break whether somebody will subscribe or not. So get some time, take a look at that. If you scroll down, you'll see, you know, how to make your... This is for the new channels that are going to be out. Yeah. Everybody,
you know, the one channel.
A lot of people can do it wrong.
Yeah, it's funny. I just switched my profile literally 2 hours ago.
Really?
The one channel. And it's I thought that I would have an image big enough, but you need it so big.
Yeah. Yeah, they have a template for you for how to do that. But yeah, it's a little tough. So, this is Phil DeFranco's a banner. Real simple. I like that the links at the bottom are dynamic now, where you don't have to embed them inside your banner. You can...
Right.
Yeah, they just kind of sit on top of it, and you can change them.
So shameless plug. Here we go.
Let's see your new. Let's see how you've done.
So this is the new. This is a new channel. I'm signed in, so you're going to see a few more things.
Please tell me that you didn't pick that background.
I didn't. Well, I did, but that was because I thought, you know what, I'm going to be really smart. I'm going to put a Minecraft scene back there. But the scene that I had rendered was 1080, and you need a 14,000 pixel. Image. So that was what I later today I'll be switching.
That was like something my grandma would put up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So here are the links that you're talking about. What?
Yeah. Live studio audience is going, yeah, that does. It looks like my grandma did that.
Yeah. So then I have the playlists down here of different things that I've created, but yeah, we already covered that.
Okay. Please change that immediately.
I will. Once I get all home, right. I'll change it.
All right, so we have three incomings that, you know, play them until we're out of time. Last week's question was, should YouTube focus more on stars and celebrities versus regular creators? And we had people, I think only one went over a few seconds, but you all listened to the 30 seconds or less, so thank you. Let's look at this first one.
Holy cow.
Woo!
This is my video response to Twit Network's This Week in YouTube's question. Should YouTube focus more on stars and celebrities and special events, or no, the regular people? I'll say, stick with the average Joe right here and his or her talents. I mean, that was the purpose and point of YouTube ever since it started.
I agree.
That's what's made YouTube so special and unique. I will see you in the next video.
Very nice. Nice plug. DG Tronic.
Very, very nice plug.
Yeah.
Very nice plug.
Yeah.
And then we have Chase Cole, who left a video response as well.
So I wanted to respond to This Week in YouTube for the question. I believe that YouTube really should be helping us feature some of the great YouTube creators on the site, not just the ones with huge numbers. Because there's a lot of good content out here. And you know, no one's finding them. No one's discovering them. So that was it. That's all I really wanted to say. And thanks.
That's a good point of trying to... I wish there was an algorithm to find good content that hasn't been discovered yet. But, of course, how do you give an algorithm taste? And how do you give...
Yeah, because it only takes what you feed in it and then in the description, titles, and everything. So you're right. It's really hard. I wish there was some way... there was some kind of recommendation engine that was good where other people, you know, saw and then it curated to the top. But
right. I mean, I guess that's what the plus thumb plus up thing is for, is a human interaction to tell YouTube, this is good content. This is content that I would like to see more of. Mm-hmm. And that's why it gets up to the top.
Okay, cool. And our last one's from GoPro Coaster Z.
Woo.
Right. That's me.
Hey, you guys, how's it going? First off, I want to say I love the show. It's one of my first video responses, so I got to stop it and make more of this stuff. So
I think YouTube should
focus on their own people rather than bringing these other people in and trying to promote this, blah, 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 because the YouTubers create YouTube and, like, they don't create it, but they make YouTube what it is, and it's great. So and there's a lot of problems with the website itself, so they should be focusing on that. But thanks a lot, guys. Love the show. Check out my channel, please. YouTube.com/GoProCoasters. And see ya.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So all good points. Right. Will YouTube do it ultimately? Like we said before, they're a company. They're for the money.
And I like his point that GoPro just made. I forget his actual first name. But is that YouTube is created by the users that make YouTube possible. I feel like YouTube at its core is a social network of sorts that is made by the YouTubers that create it. So I like that point.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I did, you know, in my fury of getting all this together, I did not come up with a question for next week. Leo, you're pretty good at that. You got something you want to...
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't do your homework. Then you throw it on me. Make me go to work.
What were some of the things we talked about today?
I would say that we should ask our vast listening audience and viewing audience if people should allow YouTube videos to be shot in showers anymore. No. That's an obvious one. That's too easy.
I feel like there's a little
biased. That's a little easy.
I'm not going to say why.
I don't know. Has YouTube gotten too formulaic?
Okay. That's a good point. Or yeah.
I know. Would you want to join a YouTube, what do they call those?
The networks.
Network.
Would you want to join a YouTube
that
network?
That was actually going to be the one I asked. I just didn't know how to word the,
yeah.
You worded it perfectly, so yeah. Thank you.
Because I think that's a legitimate question. There's somebody, I mean, people must want to.
Right.
50,000 yes. channels on Awesomeness TV must mean that somebody thinks they're going to get a benefit. Do you think you'll get a benefit from
it? So that they can answer accurately, the things that you get when you sign up for a network are what? Management, for
some networks, you get management.
Would you consider joining a YouTube network and why?
Yeah. I mean, we could make it simple to help bolster your views or to get you.
No, don't say why. Just let them say why.
Let them, because they always don't bolster your views at all. So.
Right.
No, clearly doesn't bolster your views.
And under 30 seconds, if possible, that would be great. You'll get on the show. And keep up the video responses to watching. And we always love if you watch on twit.tv/YT, but you know, the YouTube channel is also available, getting good views. So let's keep it up, guys.
Is it? Are we getting some views there?
We're getting some views there, actually, and the ratings are really good. People are.
What are the ratings? Are there are ratings?
The thumb up thing.
Thumbs up?
Right. Thumb it up, everyone.
Thumb it up, man. Yeah,
they're really enjoying it. So, I had a blast. This one, this was jam packed.
Yeah, this was a crazy show.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, thank you, everybody. We do This Week in YouTube at 2 p.m. roughly, maybe 2:15 p.m. Pacific, 5:15 Eastern time on twit.tv on Sundays, right after the Tech Guy show with Lamar and Chad, and right before Twit. So stop by when you're on your way to Twit and watch This Week in YouTube. See you next week.
I will see you.
All right. Take care.
Take care.